How much do you know of the Fade?
Very little, in truth. The Fade exists in the myths and legends of Hunter's Hamlet. It's as old as the fortress and even more mysterious. Drew told me stories of it, but every one seemed more impossible than the last.
I know it stems from the first Hunter, a protection to keep your kind from overrunning my world.
Perhaps that's the curse of which he speaks? If it is, there's no reasonable way he could imagine I would help him undo it. The vampire lord turns, stalking to the window.
Clearly you know nothing.
I know enough.
The Fade has nothing to do with our squabbles.
Then what is it? He glares at me. I seem to be rather good at frustrating the vampire lord. A wonderful talent, that. Which makes me all the more surprised when he answers.
Just over 3,000 years ago, there was a great war of magic. Humans were caught in the fray, unable to contend with those like the vampyr. The elf king made a treaty with the human king. He took a bride and severed the world in two with the Fade. On one side lived the humans in what we call the natural world. On the other side, in Midscape, lived the rest of us.
Elves? Rest of us? No. There's only ever been the humans and the vampires.
There's not... more? My head aches, and not just from my wounds.
It was not long after the world was split that the curse was laid, and we have been weakened by it ever since.
Ruvan, the vampire lord, tightens his hands at the small of his back. It's hard to imagine that the vampires we face are weakened.
But what you need to understand from all of this is that humans are not made for Midscape. Only the human queen can live in this world. All other humans from the natural world wither and die. That is the death chasing you now. That is why our healing is dulled at best. We can slow its progress minimally, but we cannot stop you from withering.
He could be lying to make me desperate. I stare back at my hands. I curl my fingers into a fist. The residual ache from when I awoke is still present, deeper than a muscular or skeletal injury. Despite not being a hunter, I've endured hardship and wear from toil and living in a smithy, marked by burns, scrapes, bruises, and breaks. I know my usual healing progression, and this isn't it.
How long do I have?
There's more to all of this. There has to be.
A week? Two at most.
He faces me once more,